Thank you, God, for the breath of life that you have given us. And thank you so much for giving us a brand new day. And thank you so much for giving us the space that we can worship you and give your name honor and glory. I just want to say thank you, Father, for all that you do and you are to us. And thank you so much for giving us ears to hear and a mouth to speak. And I just want to say these things are our focal points today, is this using these in a proper way to make sure that we receive your word and we speak your goodness and glory over others, so we can win the battle of spirituality and principalities. As far as everything that we battle is not against flesh but against these things. And Father, I just want to say thank you so much for loving us so much to give us the ability to be able to do this. So what we're going to do today is we're going to go into Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4 through 8 in the King James Version, as it reads, "The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in a season to him that is weary. He waketh morning by morning, he waketh my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord hath opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turn away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheek to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me." So basically what this is speaking about is having the ears to hear and being able to speak love and God's glory over your situation and anybody else's situation. So any point in time anybody's going through a rough time, just being able to hear them and speak that onto them is going to change their life forever, because they're going to see how God has used you to be able to connect with that person or remove the spirits and or the trouble that that person is having in their life through your good words. And that's why it says we should be quick to listen but slow to anger and slow to speak. That's why it says that, so we can always hear what they have to say, so we don't always have to just speak without having God console us on what to say and being able to say these things. So I want to leave you with a prayer before I let you go. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for a glorious and wonderful day. Thank you so much for creating us all so amazingly, and thank you so much for giving us a love that is unconditional and that we have not understood. Thank you so much for allowing us to be called your children, and thank you so much for allowing us to be all disciples so we can be able to speak healing and love to people and don't even understand it ourselves, but we are able to do that through the spirit that you have given us. And thank you, Father, for all that you do and you are. In your holy name I pray, amen.